Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
We have a guest who arrived this morning with food, and it is restaurateur and good friend of the show, Steve DeFilippo of Davio's fame. And how are you? Nice to see
you. Great, Craig. That's the only reason you have me, right? So you can eat.
I can't eat anything because, you know, I'm on a diet. So
fine, I'll take it.
What did Danielle wanted to? Did you bring in the cheesesteak?
No, I didn't bring the cheese. No, you don't.
Danielle loves the cheesesteak.
I'd rather have her go to Stop and Shop and buy them.
I do.
Sure you would. I'm sure.
How about
you
the smoked chicken penne?
Oh my god! I guess I got to get a menu before I come over. I only brought like 19 other things.
There's nothing but steaks, not amazing at your restaurant.
How about gnocchi bolognese? Is that all
right? Everything is perfect there. We love
now, what's
it.
Meatballs?
How many different meats in your bolognese?
Veal, beef, and pork. Yes.
I know a bolognese secret. I'll tell you off air.
Really?
Yeah. Now the gnocchi.
Yeah, so Greg Hill is going to tell me about bolognese.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you about bolognese. I'm a restaurateur. I don't know if you know.
I know you're a restaurateur.
I mean, I don't know if you know.
Yeah, you slave in the kitchen.
Yeah, when was the last time you expedited, Greg? That's what I want to know.
Right? We had some long ticket times, and I got back there and expedited. Yeah. And by the way,
how long did the tickets get even longer after that? When was the last time you busted table?
There was a problem. There was somebody fired first course. And then I went next boat and everything was cleared right up.
and then they 86 something, right? Yeah, why don't we just keep going with that?
We don't 86 anything, okay?
Push the salmon, it's gonna turn.
I can't stand the 86, and no way on the 86.
The only thing we would 86 is a feature of the night, like
it's a good thing if you 86 a feature.
Good. Yeah,
right. I love when we're with this restaurant talk. It's amazing. Now, what is your favorite pasta? Because the gnocchi is
one of my favorites. You know, I like raviolis. I mean, I like pretty much any pasta that's in front of me, actually.
Yeah. You know? Is that really right? I know.
It really is. And how many Davio's do you have now?
We just opened Braintree last week. It's number 9.
I was there for the opening.
Yes.
It was great.
Thank you for coming.
That's number 9?
Really, 9, yep.
And you have them all over the country?
Well, you know, we have 5 in Massachusetts, right? Yeah. And then we're in Atlanta, we're in New York City, and we have 2 in Pennsylvania, 1 downtown Philly and 1 out in King of Prussia.
That's awesome.
K-O-P.
Yeah. K-O-P, yes.
Not to jinx it, but my first date with my second ex-wife, we enjoyed our first dinner.
I don't know if that's a compliment.
No, my second ex-wife.
I've never heard that term. The food was amazing,
and I fell in love with her, and we loved each other for a little bit, right. and then she got tired of me. My second. I'm on my third now.
That's what I say. There's a third. Okay.
LB showed up looking for the comp, but you weren't there. So he had to actually pay for it. Now, here's somebody who wants to know why, you might know this, why 86 is the term when you are out of something in the restaurant industry. Why is it 86? Danielle, you were in the hospitality business.
I don't know the origin, though.
Do you know, Steve?
No. I mean, since the 70s, you know, I started in Faneuil Hall in 79. It's just always been 86.
It was always 86.
That's a great question. Can we Google that?
Yeah, we could probably
This is like the Cobb salad origination. Like, there are 9 different stories about where it could have kind of originated.
Oh, really?
You know, most of them are a couple of different restaurants in Manhattan.
What were named 86?
One was 86 Bedford Street.
Oh, okay.
One was another one that they adapted it from something else.
Another term, it's funny, is like you're in the weeds.
Yeah, in the weeds.
Yeah. Where did that come from?
I don't know. Well, I guess maybe because
you're moving slow, you get caught.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep it out of the weeds.
That means if you're a server and you're really, really busy, you're in the weeds.
Or kitchen guys could be in the weeds.
Back of house could also be in the weeds. We have the back of house and the front of house.
I think you're in the weeds here sometimes.
We're always, shoes in the weed. It's constantly weeds. And that means he's going to eat a lot of your food.
That's right.
I tell you, if people saw the view we have here. Isn't it beautiful? It's just amazing.
And then how about the brand new Celtics facility, which is going up rapidly right next door here. And then we got the Bruins facility right over there.
Did they talk to you about before they took your view away?
No, they didn't consult us. Yeah. So now we'll just look out on the beautiful Massachusetts Turnpike. Mm-hmm. So how many, now the, you sell the Davio's rolls.
Spring rolls, yes.
The spring rolls that are full of steak and cheese.
Please, they're
chicken,
insane.
Chicken parm. You have the buffalo chicken one. What else? What else do you have?
We have a Reuben.
The Reuben. Oh, you have the Reuben roll.
Right. We have Reuben. We have shrimp.
LB, can you say shrimp?
Shrimp. But you know, I can't do it on command. Danielle can do it on command. I can't.
It's not all about the spring rolls anymore. You know, we have like 30 other products
that are sold in grocery stores.
Oh yeah, we're all over the country now. We're over 5,000 stores. I'm on QVC. I was on Wednesday night. I'll be on next Sunday.
Get out.
I sell products on.
That's so awesome.
QVC is just unbelievable.
That was a really good movie with
Joy.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Joy.
Joy. Did you see that movie?
No.
It's a great, true story.
It's
about this lady who invented like this mop.
Okay.
Very kind of down on her luck woman and invents this mop. And then she goes on one of those channels and it becomes a multi millionaire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She flops at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then she kind of.
Well, that's what happens.
Did you ever see the real Joy? You know, she's on HSN still.
She is?
She's still there. She's still on.
So when you go on.
She doesn't look like Jennifer Lawrence. I just want to say. Nothing against what she looks like. She looks great, but she's not Jennifer Lawrence.
When you go on QVC, like, how does that work? Do they tell you what?
Well, you know, first of all, it takes a long time.
To get on there?
Yeah, because you have to have a great product, number one. And two, you have to have great packaging. So what happens is you send the product to them. They approve the product. It takes, like, a year. I mean, it took us a long time. Then you have to go through a class to get on QVC. I had to take a class. You know,
wow.
In my age, to go back to class, you know, BU was a long pass in my mirror.
Yeah.
You know, so I went through that, and then you have to go there and go on camera, and they a whole day thing. So I go in there. Now I just went through a whole year of getting the product approved, right?
Yeah.
Which we failed a few times. We finally got it approved. Then I did the class, right? Then I go do the thing. You know, so I go in there, and I'm with 10 people in the room. And they say, just want you to know, you know, a couple of you probably aren't going to make it today, right? I mean, I do a lot of TV. I do a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, my knees fell out. I was like, oh, my God. I got really nervous, you know. And then they literally put you on TV with a real host, and you practice.
Yeah.
And then you sit there, and then you go over the film, and then they go over the next one, and the next one. I was there all day, and I finally got it, and here I am.
We should do that with Scott from Weymouth. Send him to Radio Caller Class so that
he's ready
when he calls in on the show.
I mean, not to be goofy, but can I get a number or something for a contact?
What are you selling? What are you? Oh, the autographed 8x10s.
Yeah,
you should.
8x10s.
You should go.
Well,
on QVC.
You know, it's a big woman audience. I'm not sure that's what they want.
You mean big? If they're big women, you mean it's largely female.
95% are like women because they always talk about she likes this, she likes that. So, for example, in 8 minutes, I'll sell somewhere between 80 and 120,000 spring rolls.
Yeah.
In 8 minutes. Wow. I mean, the power of QVC. Last year, they did $12 billion. And they just bought HSN, by the way. They haven't closed on it yet. So, basically, they're as big as the NFL.
That's unbelievable.
That's awesome.
Steve DeFilippo's our guest from Davios. What is the biggest? So, you would say you got in this business in the 70s. What was the?
Well,
what's the?
No, I don't know about
you
that.
You started working in
85. I started working in the 70s, but Davio started in 85.
What's the biggest change in restaurants in that 30 years?
I think we got really good. I think the freshness of food. You know, I mean, I think, back in the day, people would cook pasta like in the morning and then dunk it and serve it that night. You know, things like we cook all our pasta to order today. You know, back in the day,
people didn't do that.
They didn't do that. I mean, they just thought it was too busy. It was too much volume. You know?
We were talking earlier about food in a box. For instance, I didn't bring it up, but shake and bake.
Yeah.
My mom,
lived on,
a lot of stuff, scalloped potatoes in the box, a lot of stuff.
Preparation ahead of time. An Italian restaurant would make the veal parm, the chicken parm in the morning, and they would have it in a casserole, and they would just throw it in the dish, and it would come out. People don't do that anymore. Everything's like scratch, right? We do everything to order.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's the big difference. And freshness, and what we can have in the wintertime. Back when I was a kid, we didn't have basil. Something so simple as basil in the winter. We used to make the pesto in August and September with my mom, which actually I still do, and because we couldn't get it in the winter. So we have these little bottles in the freezer. Now you can go to you can buy basil in January and February. We just do it. In fact, I don't really do it. I just have the restaurant do it, and I bring it to the house.
Yeah,
my mom is 90, and the last thing she wants to do is clean basil. You know? So we kind of cheat. But it's something that's, I think, a huge difference. Julia Child, by the way, she had a huge influence on America with all this stuff. She brought so many ingredients to us that we never used before. And then the store started to listen. And
she was a spy.
She was a spy.
She was a CIA spy.
And she was a big girl.
Oh, yeah, she was. What restaurant do you miss most in Boston? that has gone by the wayside?
I don't think anybody. I think
there's some legendary places.
Well, you want to say, Pier 4. I mean,
Anthony's Pier 4.
But it's more, it's not really about Pier 4. It's about Anthony.
Yeah.
Going there as a kid, and Anthony was always at the door, and he was one of my mentors, and now Anthony Jr. I'm very friendly with. But, we just don't have restaurateurs like that anymore.
Yeah.
My goal in my life was to be Anthony or Charlie Sarkis, or these great, incredible restaurateurs.
Wasn't that the when it came to revenue, the number one restaurant in the country for a long period of time?
It was that one and the Hilltop.
And the Hilltop.
And where are they today?
Yeah, right.
And the reason they're not here today is they didn't change with the times. I hate to say it, but, you can go so far with a popover, even though we have popovers, they're great. And that's why I have popovers, because it's kind of like my tip of the
Your
hat
homage.
To the old guys.
Yeah. Well, Anthony's was in the Seaport before it was the Seaport.
Yeah.
He owned the Seaport.
He was the Seaport.
Yeah. Him and Jimmy's, too, was another restaurant where Legals is in Del Frisco's.
Yeah.
That was Jimmy's.
Yeah, Jimmy's was another great place down there. Yeah, a great seafood place. Yeah,
and the family's still around. Every once in a while, I see them around.
And then they had the little, the Jimmy's, dollar store place that was it. Didn't they have, another one? So Jimmy's
that.
Was the one that was...
The big one.
The big one. Yeah, and then they had a little one down below.
They might have. I don't remember that.
Do you like No Name? Is No Name still open?
It's still there, yeah.
The No Name is... Right? That's such a classic Boston restaurant, is No Name.
I love that place.
Such a classic restaurant.
We have such a great city. I mean, I travel a lot. I'm all over the place. And, every time I come back to Boston, it's just an amazing place.
LB misses the ground round.
Oh.
Really,
like one
the peanuts, the peanuts on the floor.
Warm beer and throwing your peanuts on the floor like you own the place. It's a great place to take. If you want to wheel a stripper and impress her, you take her to the ground round. It's
I was wondering why you had three wives. Now I think
I got that figured out, Steve.
Can I ask a question? Yes. How has the whole smoking note, getting rid of the whole smoking thing affected?
It was the best thing that ever happened to the business. In my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm an anti-smoker. In 1990, we stopped smoking downstairs on numerous. We had two levels, so we kept it at the bar. We were afraid to take it away from the bar, but downstairs, we stopped it. And I tell a story in my book about why I stopped it, because a guy had a cigar one night, and he was just a
jerk.
Said a bad word there.
It was,
but I didn't. Yeah. So smoking, it's really about the people who work in the business. We call them inner guests. We don't use employees. We call them our people who walk through the back door. In my opinion, are more important or as important as the people come to that front door. And we were all dying. How many people have died of lung cancer who never smoked cigarette, who worked in this business?
You used to wake up when you went to a bar. If you went to a bar, you'd wake up the next morning and your clothes smelled like cigarette smoke.
Well, great. We banned smoking here, I forget where your era was. Well, Philadelphia, still had it. And our restaurant still had smoking at the bar. So I would go fly down there and come back that night or whatever. And my wife, I would come in, I'd walk in the house, she'd say, "Were you in Philly today?" And you don't even realize and I'm an anti-smoker, but just being in the environment.
So. No, I think it was a real positive. Now there's still people who go outside and want to smoke.
That's great.
And that's
great.
We
don't have any problem with that. Now we're going to see what happens with the marijuana next year. I'm a bit concerned about how that's all going to work.
Well,
do nothing but increase your business.
People
are going to eat twice as much.
I don't think it's like that anymore.
I think it may affect alcohol sales.
Yeah. That's what happened in Colorado.
Yeah.
A lot of the bars have gone down in sales.
Yeah,
I think the problem with marijuana smokers, which I have no problem legalizing it. It's fine, but I don't think marijuana smokers are in the reality of you go outside and smoke a joint, you come in and you're gonna reek the whole place up.
Yeah,
right. But you know what?
The side effect to smoking marijuana is. The stench is ridiculous.
The problem with that now, though, is the edibles.
Yeah. Right.
There's going to be people
who
are doing it who we don't even know anymore.
Yeah,
back in the day, when we all, I'm not sure what
well,
I'm saying.
We've all been there.
Yeah, okay, whatever. You guys, I'm not talking about me here.
Well,
but you guys did.
You got arrested.
I got arrested.
Did prison time
I did
over
time.
There.
Yeah, I did time in Clinton for about 12 hours.
Had to call my
cousin to get me out.
Old were you then?
18.
Oh, 18.
So my parents didn't know.
Yeah.
Had to call my cousin Cindy to bail me out.
Wow.
Got me out. When she came in, I was singing "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot" in the jail cell, deep in the dark jail cell of Clinton, Massachusetts.
So AAF didn't do a check on you.
I wasn't. They didn't do. I don't think they did background checks. We still don't.
Obviously, look around the room.
Obviously. Now, this is a 508 text asking about your book because whoever they are, they were using Davio's as an example in their manager meeting at work yesterday. I hope it was a good example. Right. I'm sure it was. And they wanted to know if this interview is going to be a podcast. And I just want to mention that you and I and my good friend and a big supporter of this show, John Dooley, are going to do a podcast shortly. Which Dooley and I are calling our podcast Two Guys, No MBA.
Make that three.
Three guys, no MBA.
Unless you want to call a chef school an MBA.
Three guys, no MBA. So that'll be out later, but we're going to talk a little bit about business and all that stuff. But your book is called...
It's All About the Guest.
It's all about the guest.
Obviously, I highly recommend it because I wrote it, but obviously. But it's actually more about... service, and it's for every business, you know. Yeah. And you know, I've gone all over the country, you know, selling this thing and talking, doing a lot of public speaking about it, and it's a lot of fun. I think it's a funny book. You know, Robert Kraft wrote the foreword, which is really cool. In the back of the book, Tom Brady wrote a nice thing about it. I have a lot of nice friends in this town who love the book and love Davio's, and you know, I'm blessed to still be here after 32 years.
We share Mr. Kraft as our landlord. He's a marvelous landlord. He's a marvelous, landlord.
Jonathan is amazing.
Oh, great. They're great people.
Actually, Danny had a party last night. And
I know. I was invited. I found out. This is like Edelman. First, Edelman blows
Edelman
me
was
off.
There, yeah.
His day is terrible.
Was Matt Siegel there? I mean, was it like Matt Siegel, Edelman, you, and Dan Kraft?
No, Maddie was at Jenny's wedding.
I wasn't invited to that.
Yeah,
either.
I know.
I don't get invited. I'm not in the elite people of Boston.
What are you talking about? Your Davio was opening last week.
I don't care. I wasn't even on the list. I snuck in the back.
You didn't pay the $50 for the food bank?
Of course I made a donation to the food bank.
Oh, hey, wait a second.
I don't know. You walked in kind of fast. You breezed by me.
I got to tell you what happened last night. They had a party for, it was an Israel thing, because lacrosse having this big, huge international thing in Israel next year for lacrosse.
Yeah.
So they had all the lacrosse players there, and it was actually really interesting.
Was it at the stadium?
No, it was at Davio's in Boston.
Oh, was that the...
In the lobby, the guy. No. Lauren got it.
I guess my invitation blew off the... how is Laura Elkman? Say hello to her. She's a marvelous person. You have some great employees.
She's very good people.
All right.
She is. I love you, Ani.
Great to have you here.
Thank you.
We're going to dig into the food and make everybody hungry. And get to Davio's and go... you can buy it now in your grocery store. All kinds of Davio's products in the grocery store.
Yeah, we just started in Stop and Shop, these meals where you buy... it's kind of like where you would get something at home and you make it yourself. But now what we do is we give you the salmon, we give you the pasta, and you take it out and you do it yourself. But it's our quality, it's our stuff. So
we
have a scallop one, a salmon one, and a shrimp one.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And it's really cool. You get vegetables, you get the pasta. Yeah. And, you know, because these other ones that you get mailed to you, you know.
Can you just eat it in the grocery store if you're hungry? Because that's what happens to me.
Well, you have to cook it.
I never get home with anything from the grocery store. I get everything popped open in the car.
Yeah.
Is that why you're on a special diet now, maybe? I don't know.
That's probably it.
Yeah, probably it.
All right. Well, it's great to see you, Steve.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. Steve DeFilippo, Davio's, all over the place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.